Yeah. So, what was the what is the I guess the mythology or the propaganda? You described it as a propaganda campaign to sort of falsely present certain events that happened out west. What exactly is the story that we're told? Like, what is the story? How is it presented to us? And what did you discover actually happened? I mean, the title of your book is Massacre Rocks, and that's kind of the seems like the focal point. If you could talk about that event and like how it's presented to us, to the public more widely, and like what you actually discovered in researching that event.
Sure. Well, Massacre Rocks is about 10 miles west of American Falls. It's a state park maintained by the state of Idaho. In 1862, there was a massacre of a group of a couple of massacres actually that occurred near that area of immigrants traveling through from the east heading for California and Oregon. The portrayal at Massacre Rock State Park was that Pocatello, who was a Shoshone leader in the 1800s, led a group, a small band of Shoshones, against the immigrants and slaughtered them. Well, what I found was that Pocatello was not his true name. That was a fabricated name. That was created by the Mormon Church. His name was Tomeazo, but the interpreter couldn't interpret it, couldn't pronounce it, so he gave him assigned him the name Pocatello. So the whole name is fake.
Well, that name is, I just want to comment that that name, Pocatello, is so different from
It is.
his actual name. Like, how do you misinterpret that? That's crazy. I'm sorry.
Well, he made it up. Because he couldn't pronounce his name, so he just gave him a fake name.
Okay. All right. Sorry to interrupt you, but yeah, I just had a
No,
comment on
that's
that.
fine. So, what I found in my historical research was that Pocatello was actually determined by the military to play have played no role in attacking immigrants. And this kind of led me into researching the Mountain Meadows Massacre of September 9th in 1857 that occurred in southern Utah, where Mormon leaders dressed as Indians and went in and slaughtered 120 immigrants from Arkansas. The real history of that is only recently coming to light, and the actual role that the Mormon Church played in not only carrying it out, but covering it up with propaganda, particularly the through the Deseret News, the Mormon newspaper in Salt Lake. So I traced the history from 1857 through 1862 when these incidents occurred at Massacre Rocks, and what I found was that the Mountain Meadows Massacre was not a one-time anomaly. It was a continuing campaign that went on for another 5 years after 1857 and was brought into southern Idaho and northern Utah. And the same tactics that were used at Mountain Meadows were used in Idaho at Massacre Rocks.
So, did Mormon settlers dress up as native peoples in that in all these incidences, these massacres as
Yes, they
well?
did. They
So,
did.
was this as because I remember this? I think you mentioned this in maybe your book, where I mean, we think about the Boston Tea Party, you know, leading up to the revolution, in the 18th century, and those people they were white people. They dressed up as natives, so to speak. They put on red paint and all of that, and they went and they dumped all that tea in the harbor, right? So what does that mean? Like, why do settlers do this? Like, why do they dress up as native people? Is it a way to kind of frame these events, like, and put it on them, like it's their fault? Or is it just like, what do you think the purpose of that is?
I it varies. And there's a really good book called Playing Indian by Philip DeLoria that goes into that history from the Boston Tea Party on through the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts and the high school mascots, use of the mascots for to minimize the culture. So there's, I don't think there's any one reason for it. It's just very common in this country to mimic native people.
And I think I just want to say this because it's like there are so many, as you reference in your work, there's so many references to, in the West in particular, of just this sort of violent history. Like you mentioned something, and I wanted to actually flesh this out a little bit because I want to know more about it. Because you talk about red face portrayals at pioneer celebrations. And I mean, where I'm at, Southern Idaho, in this area, in Twin Falls County, there is this thing called Western Days, which they do every year, which is just a celebration of pioneers settling out west and all that, and there's that whole thing. But I haven't seen anything regarding red face. But like, what celebrations or pioneer celebrations are you referring to in which people dress up in red face?
The a more recent incident was involved the community of Wellsville, Utah.
Okay,
they would have their Pioneers Day celebration every year. And they would dress up in red face and dress up as Indians and portray an attack on a wagon train of immigrants in the park. And it would be done every year. It was done for over 100 years.
Wow.
And a writer for the Salt Lake Tribune got wind of it and went and videotaped one of these events and wrote a column about it in 2017 in the Salt Lake Tribune. And they caught a lot of flack for that. And they really defended it as being a longstanding tradition that shouldn't be questioned. But people started saying, well, you know, this is more like the Mountain Meadows Massacre than it is Indians attacking white people.
Yeah.
And I think when they recognized that this was resurrecting the truth, that they were actually portraying what they really did, they stopped it.
Wow. I just have to just sit with that for a second. Like they were actually, like they thought they were, just want to comment on this. So they dress up in red face, they wear a bunch of the very offensive garb, you know, appropriating indigenous peoples. So they dress that up. They then act out a scenario where this actually happened, where immigrants were massacred, and they're trying to portray it as if they're Indians that did it, Native American people did it, but actually they're just portraying what actually literally happened, which is settlers dressed up as in red face and then actually killed immigrants. Like that's literally what happened.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh my God. Oh, sorry. I just had to reflect on that. That's like kind of almost it's ironic in all the worst ways, I guess.
Yeah, and it's common. It's common in this whole region that Mormons will do that. They'll dress up as Indians and portray these attacks. And so with this kind of story, this whole generally accepted view, it's being perpetuated by these celebrations and at Massacre Rocks. They keep representing that Native people were savages that brutally attacked women and children and slaughtered people, when in fact it was the Mormons who were doing it.